Other horns, go.
In everything that we do every day, we want to be a champion.
Get your mind right and let's go. Do the little things. Win every day.
It's the someplace they play football.
Everything with an attitude.
Alabama.
I don't give a shit who we're playing.
Nothing they can make us play against. And make us ask quit. That's our framework. That's our MO as a team.
Richardson breaks free on the sideline. End zone.
This is a mauling, folks, a mauling.
Fear the tide, honey badger.
Hello and welcome to an introspective edition of the Alabama Football Podcast. We're recording this on Labor Day weekend at a time when we really should be drunk on college football, getting back into full swing, drunk on Alabama taking on USC down in Dallas, and drunk, well, just drunk, right? But instead, we're left with a lot of time just to kind of think about things, right? I can't say that Uncle Clyde Mays won't make an appearance, but we have a lot more free time this weekend than we might have otherwise. And so during this sort of downtime, thinking time, the idea of USC really sort of bouncing around in my head. And there's a couple articles sort of tied to that. I'll definitely admit that that sort of acknowledged or that sort of contributed to the thought process. But like we think that we do here, we can kind of take things to a different level, to a different sort of connection of dots. And so I haven't seen this really sort of thought out or written out in any of the articles that acknowledge that that we would have played USC this weekend. Some of them harken back to, 4 years ago, Alabama played USC, and they might mention sort of Jalen Hurts as part of that. But there's a full circle those touch upon a couple of the points, but there's a larger, fuller circle when we just think about, the last sort of era of Saban's tenure and the full circle that this weekend represents. So I want to step through that, a couple of the points that really stuck out to me, and just an opportunity to connect with you guys on the podcast and share a couple of these thoughts. So as we think about Labor Day weekend, when Alabama would have been playing USC, it is interesting to think that 4 years ago this weekend, we did play USC down in Dallas. That's an interesting sort of all by itself. But what sort of happened over those last 4 years? And we've had more events chalked into that four-year period than you would think would fit in a four-year period. And some of them, as they kind of jump out to me and see if you don't feel similarly about this. Last time Alabama played USC 4 years ago down in Dallas, it was a beatdown. 52-6, I think, was the final score. And if that's not exact, then that's pretty darn close. It was a thorough handling of the Trojans in Dallas that night. Jalen Hurts made his debut in that game. He did not start. It's easy to think that he started that game. He did not start. And what's interesting, in his first play, he threw an interception. It may have been a sack, but I really think it was an interception in his first play. But over the course of the evening, he really wrested the job away from these luminaries, Blake Burnett, Cooper Bateman, and David Cromwell. There's some flashbacks there, right? Steve Sarkisian was hired that same day as an analyst. I remember Tom and I were at the game, and of course we stay late, stay after the game, stay late, watching, talking about the game, sort of breaking down the action, watching the stuff on the field, just sort of enjoying, maybe touring the stadium a little bit, such that we could. And as we're walking out to get our ride, we noticed that it's been announced that Steve Sarkisian has just been hired as an analyst by the University of Alabama. At the time, Lane Kiffin was still the OC, and it ended up would be his last year as the offensive coordinator. And I just remember thinking, almost sort of in the euphoria of the moment, I remember thinking, what a kick in the pants for USC. Sarkisian was no longer their coach, but had been connected to their program and quite connected. And so the fact that on the day that Alabama separates them from their manhood on the football field, we go pick up their former head coach as an analyst on our team. So I thought that was just part of that moment. 2016, as that season continues to unfold, Jalen Hurts goes on to be, if a freshman All-America, he's actually SEC Offensive Player of the Year as a true freshman, which is phenomenal. And the Tide posts an undefeated season that year. In January of 2017, Alabama loses a very close game to Clemson in Tampa. And that's largely due to the defense. It didn't have anything to do with Jalen. Late in the game, Jalen led a drive that put the Tide ahead. A couple of minutes left in the game. You think as the quarterback, he did his job. There's probably two things that factor in. Clemson had an outstanding game plan that day. They were really pressing their wide receivers all day. And there's two things that just – I'll go to my grave believing these two things are true. Maurice Smith, at the beginning of that season, really in that offseason, he transfers to Georgia to finish his senior year under – Kirby Smart at Georgia. And I think about, you know, if Maurice Smith, he would not have started, but he would have been a stalwart in the defensive rotation. And all season, you know, we have an undefeated season. You could say we don't really miss him. But when we get to that game with Clemson, we definitely could have used another cornerback and certainly a fresh cornerback distributing plays and exertion. So I think had Mo Smith stayed with Alabama, I think that would have contributed. And then Bo Scarborough, he was lighting Clemson up. If he stays healthy, he breaks his leg during that game. And, you know, I don't want to sound like a Colt McCoy, you know, Texas fan, because the reality, you know, but here's the difference, right? Colt wasn't going to make a difference in that game. He had not made a difference in that game. Bo Scarborough was making a difference in that game. He had made a difference in that game. Multiple touchdowns he had scored. He would have scored another. Burning clock, eating time. Alabama would have probably taken at least a possession away from Clemson over the course of the game. And when you think that they won the game in the closing seconds, had they had one less possession, would that have impacted the game? Of course it would. It's science. And then what's interesting is right after that game, Sarkisian left to take the Falcons' job. 2017 regular season, the team is loaded with true freshmen just everywhere. It's an embarrassment of riches. There's so many true freshmen on the team. Brian Daboll is the offensive coordinator. And as talented as this team is, Alabama almost loses the national title game until Tua sort of announces his presence. Jalen Hurts is taken out of the game at halftime. Tua comes in, and watching the second half, it was exciting to think that, hey, even if we don't win this game, we've got something. We've got something that we can build on. And of course, second and 26 happens to Devonta, and Alabama goes on to win that game. What's interesting, you know, Devonta made just that catch that we all probably have a screen grab of somewhere that we could get to pretty quickly. That was his second last minute game winner of that season against Mississippi State in Starkville. Alabama's losing that game. Alabama's going to lose that game. And there's just a spark right there on our Alabama's last possession. And slowly but surely, the ball's moved down the field, and Jalen's able to hit Devonta for the go-ahead touchdown, and that's the margin of the game. And so it's interesting, you know, everyone knows Devonta for the touchdown against Georgia, obviously, but his touchdown against Mississippi State probably is what enables the other to happen. 2018, Tua is fully in charge. Mike Locksley's the offensive coordinator. That's a lot, right? A lot of these details here, right? Third consecutive trip to the national title game, which is by itself amazing. And then Clemson happens again, and they happen with a vengeance. That game in Santa Clara, that one still hurts. that was a throttling at the hands of Clemson that night. And in 2019, last season, Sark is back, and Sark and Tua, you know, they had played, spent time at Alabama during this window separate. Even though it's a tight window, they had both spent time at Alabama separately, but now they're at Alabama together. Jalen has moved on to Oklahoma. Think of sort of the drama, if you will, that unfolded during 2018. In 2019, Jalen is the starting quarterback in Oklahoma and plays as well at Oklahoma as he ever did at Alabama, which is a testament to him. The stars were aligned until Starkville, which is painful for Alabama fans, is probably, you know, a country music song somewhere baked in there as well. Both players go on to be drafted, both Tua and Jalen, and it happens to be the first since the inception of a college football playoff. It's the first time that Alabama doesn't make it. And so all the stars align for a moment and then fall out of alignment, much like Tua's hip. And like I said, both players go on to be drafted. Tua in the first round, I think he's the number 5 pick by Miami. And Jalen, probably a surprise, but he goes in the second round to Philly. 2020, another freshman phenom cornerback is in queue, and the wheel keeps on turning. Carry Me Home, Oh I Can't Stop Now, To See My Kin, singing songs about the Southland. I miss Alabama once again. I think it's a sin. Oh, there's Uncle Clyde. Hey, alabamafootballpodcast.com. Go sign up. Check out the listener support campaign. Sign up. Let us know if you have any questions. And in the meantime, roll Tide.
Thanks for listening to the Alabama Football Podcast. We love that you're tuned in and hope that you enjoyed the show. We encourage you to reach out and let us know what you like, where we can improve, or just a shout out, a roll Tide. We are where you are. iTunes, Facebook, Twitter, email newsletters, t-shirts, free roster downloads, and of course, on the web at alabamafootballpodcast.com. Check us out where you'll find easy links to your favorite way to follow the Tide. Got that, Coach?
Aye.
Of course, roll Tide.